A new survey finds a more upbeat feeling among investors.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. A new survey finds that investor optimism continued to rise in the most recent quarter. The Wells Fargo Gallup Investor and Retirement Optimism Index rose in November for the third straight quarter to a nine-year high. The index, which gauges investor optimism, rose to plus 96 during the fourth quarter from plus 79 in the third quarter. The survey indicated that retired investors were even more optimistic than investors who were working. Let's talk about the survey's findings with Scott Wren, Senior Global Equity Strategist at Wells Fargo Investment Institute. Scott, the last time investors were this optimistic was in the May 2007 survey before the recession hit. This survey measured seven components. Which component were investors most optimistic about?
Well, Charlie, if you look at what those seven things talk about, they're talking about basically the economy. They're talking basically about the market, and so obviously those two are tied. But they were most optimistic. Really, more than half of the investors were optimistic about the forward outlook for stocks.
For stocks, you're saying, not economic growth. It was for stocks.
That's correct. You know, it's in this particular survey, there's a division where, you know, people are more optimistic post-election than they were beforehand. But you have to remember, this index and the overall index in particular is really coming from some low levels. If you look back to see when these lows were in this particular overall index, in February of 2009, it was at 64. So we're at 96 today. That is far, far from the highs that we've seen historically in this. So, you know, people are more optimistic, but I would describe it almost as cautiously optimistic looking forward.
How were investors feeling about the employment situation or economic growth?
Well, once again, they were feeling good about both of those, and this has been a strange cycle because typically when the stock market has moved as much as it has since the March 2009 lows, and the employment rate has dropped as far as it has, which is basically cut in half during this recovery, investors would be feeling much better. Their readings would come in at a net score well above what this showed. So investors have been cautious this entire recovery in terms of both the economy and the stock market. This still reflects that, but in terms of improvement, they have both improved, and certainly the outlook has improved versus the prior quarter.
What impact did the presidential and congressional elections have on investor optimism, according to this survey?
It's really pushed investor optimism higher. I think that people were glad to get through the election. They were certainly cautious because if you looked at surveys prior to the election, and if you talked to a lot of stock market pundits, a Donald Trump win would have led to some meaningful sustained losses for the stock market, and that clearly hasn't happened. So since the election, from both an economic outlook and a stock market perspective, you're seeing a meaningful increase in optimism. But based on the outcome of the election, where Donald Trump is the president-elect, when you look at the numbers, it still seems pretty divided. If you ask people, will Donald Trump be good for my stocks overall, or will Donald Trump be bad for my stocks overall? There's still a pretty good split there, and my guess is it's split among party lines. Democrats are less optimistic based on the outcome. Republicans are more optimistic based on the outcome.
And the survey indicates that when thinking about the impact of this year's elections, 46% of investors say the outcome of the election makes them feel more optimistic about the economy over the next 12 months, and that is higher than the 38% who say that it makes them feel less optimistic.
That's correct.
Talk about how investors feel the election results will affect their net worth.
Well, once again, we're seeing a split here, but it's a better reading than what it was prior. In other words, there's people leaning more toward, hey, this is going to positively impact my net worth. Over 40% said that there would be a minor impact, so minor is better than no impact, and then about 37% said that there would be a major impact. So basically, you're talking about a pretty high number of people approaching 80% of those surveys who said that it will have at least a minor positive impact on net worth. So, you know, that's a good sign. This entire recovery the last 6 or 7 years, it's been tough to get consumers, tough to get investors feeling very good about things. And of course, that's one of the reasons why there's been a lot of money on the sidelines from many retail investors in particular. But looking ahead, people are feeling better. And that's what it's going to take. A lot of times these questions and this particular study is more of a coincident indicator. It's not necessarily a leading indicator. And if you look at investors, just like when you look at consumers, you know, they start to feel good when they see things. They generally don't anticipate. They'll anticipate a little, but what they really need to do is basically see it in their own daily lives. They need to see the stock market go up. They need to see wage gains in their own paychecks every other week. And so those types of things. So this tends to be a coincident indicator, but it's nice to see that on these forward-looking questions, what do you anticipate in terms of net worth, the stock market, the economy? People are feeling good about that, but certainly much of this is due to getting through this election, getting through all the negativity that was on the television and cable channels every time you flipped on the TV or you read something in a newspaper. So things are moving in the right direction, and I suspect that they're going to continue moving in the right direction, at least in the nearer term and probably throughout much of 2017.
I'm talking with Scott Wren of Wells Fargo Investment Institute, and this is Your Money Matters.
Today's episode is brought to you by OnePlus, maker of the new OnePlus 3T smartphone, the next generation of the year's best-reviewed phone. Featuring industry-leading processor speeds, 16-megapixel front and rear-facing camera, up to 128 gigabytes of storage, and a premium all-metal build. Plus, the OnePlus 3T has Dash Charge, an exclusive technology that sets a new benchmark in charging speeds. A quick half-hour charge will give you a full day's worth of battery life. Make it yours without a carrier contract at OnePlus.net.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm speaking with Scott Wren of Wells Fargo Investment Institute. Scott, are investors worried about stock market volatility?
They are worried about volatility, and not that they have not been worried about volatility over the course of the last 6 years, because they certainly have. But in this particular survey, 75% or close to 75% saw the stock market as volatile in the new year. So volatility, what we want our clients to do is look at that both ways. People usually think of volatility in a bad way, but what we want them to think of, as we've been telling them really for 6 years, is that volatility can be your friend. And if your outlook is positive looking ahead, downside volatility allows you to step in, allows you to put some of that sideline cash to work. That's what we continue to tell our clients. But certainly almost three quarters of those surveyed continue to expect volatility, which, you know, based on the last year or two, that makes some sense.
Do most investors expect a rise in their incomes in the new year, according to your survey?
They do. You know, they're expecting a rise in income. But, you know, once again, this has been very influenced by, you know, the last 10 years where there has not been large wage gains. Granted, these are investors who are out there with money in the market. They may be a little bit better off than the average person, but certainly we're surveying many average investors. And so they're looking for some wage gains, not a tremendous amount of wage gains, but I think they're a little more optimistic than they have been in the last few years, the last 4 or 5 years even. And one reason why is because wages are starting to crawl a little bit higher. And certainly if their outlook is more positive on the economy, their outlook is more positive on the stock market, typically that comes along with consumer spending improvement, improvement in their own paychecks, all those sorts of things.
So according to this, 57% expect wages or employment income to increase in the coming year. And apparently investors, as far as income growth was concerned, investors aged 18 to 49 were more optimistic about income gains.
Well, I think that as a lot of the older investors, you know, they are thinking fixed income products, those types of things as they get closer to retirement, as they get closer to when they don't have to punch the clock every day, they're looking for ways to earn income. Generally, they're outside the stock market, and that might be CDs, that might be the bond market, and clearly yields are pretty low. And I think that when you look at that younger demographic, that is a big part of it. They are still early to mid in their career. They know they have some upside potential, particularly in terms of wages, particularly if the economy improves. And so I think that's where you see the difference in those two different age groups. What we want to tell our clients is that we're not expecting big returns in the stock market in 2017, but we're not calling it into this cycle, and that if some of these pro-growth policies that the new administration is putting forward, things like tax reductions, infrastructure spending, cutting red tape and regulation, those could very well boost economic growth, could very well push this cycle out, prolong it rather than, you know, push the recession out there further in time. We want our clients to realize or think about that probably the economy is not going to really feel any of these proposals in 2017 because they still have to be debated. They have to be approved. They have to be voted on. They have to be implemented. Then there's some lag time before you see it in the economy. So this is all going to take time. There's not a lot of rubber stamp items that even with a Republican president and a Republican Congress, there's still going to be a lot of debate. And this is more of a 2018, 2019 story in terms of most of these proposals that the new administration is bringing forward.
Scott Wren, Senior Global Equity Strategist at Wells Fargo Investment Institute, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
All right. Thanks, Charlie.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.